Unit 8. Life in the Future. Part A. Reading. Page 84.
What will life be like in the future? Different people have different answers to this question. Some are pessimistic, while others are optimistic. Things will be much worse than they are nowadays, pessimists say. The whole world will experience a period of economic depression. Many large corporations will be wiped out, and millions of jobs will be lost. The security of the earth will be threatened by terrorism as terrorist groups will become more powerful and more dangerous. On the contrary, optimists believe that life will be far better than it is today. We will be living in a much cleaner environment, breathing fresher air and eating healthier foods. We will also be better looked after by a more modern medical system. Domestic chores will no longer be a burden, thanks to the inventions of labor-saving devices. For better or worse, it is certain that in the future some things will be very different. Developments in microtechnology, computers, and telecommunication are bound to have a huge influence on various aspects of our lives. Take work, for instance. Robots will do most of the work in factories, so they will be cleaner places for fewer people to work in them. Offices, too, will go electronic with the result that paper will almost completely disappear. More people will work from home on computers linked to a head office. As for travel, it is likely that space shuttle technology will be used in normal air travel, achieving speeds of up to 15,000 kilometers per hour. Cars will still be with us, but instead of petrol, they will run on anything from electricity to methane gas. They will also be fitted with computers to tell us how efficiently we are driving and if there is anything wrong on the road ahead. Whatever we expect from the future, remember that progress has never moved in straight lines, and history is full of unexpected developments. However, we are confident that the future is in our hands, and it is our responsibility to contribute to bettering our own lives.